Okay, welcome everyone. We're going to put on our, we usually put on our space boots, but we're going to do something different tonight. We're going to put on, we're going to put on symbolically shoes that represent your next step. So check out the colors, check out the design, and if you have to lace them up, go ahead. But make sure they fit nice and snug. And you're going to put on your Voyager cap. See, we can have a new Voyager cap. It could be any color you want with like a V in the front or even the word Voyager written on it in the front or for some of you rebels on the back. Yes, of course, some of you will wear your caps backwards. All right. So we're going to, again, we're going to use breathing to release ourselves from the drama and the trauma and the procrastination and riding coattails or having our coattails being ridden upon by others, all that good stuff. Okay, so we're going to focus now. So breathe in. It doesn't matter if you're going to breathe in and out through the nose, whatever is comfortable for you. You can breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, or just use the nose. Okay, so take the breath and the light and take it deep into the body. And we're going to call forth the one power, the one grace. We're going to call forth the one light to embrace everyone on this call. And we're going to call in the universe, all those that want to attend and to receive, as well as all our supporters in all of the kingdoms and all of the universes and galaxies. And we're going to call forth all the angelic presences that can come and assist, as well as the ascended masters, your brothers and sisters. Of course, your guides, your inner child, your guardian angel, all of that. We're going to call forth the presence of Mother Earth, to help us deeply ground our bodies to her presence, to her vibration, the new earth vibration of what she's moving towards and into and becoming. Now, when you visualize the four pillars of light, and they could, you can visualize them in any kind of fashion, but they're four lights in your consciousness or in your room, in your space. And let's say they represent the universal four directions. And these are indeed archangel vibrations. And there's a different archangel aspect in each light, within each light. And now allow it to form and cocoon you, to cocoon your body. And each cocoon will be different according to each individual. So you will be cocooned exactly as you need it, exactly as you can receive. Always, this is a very safe energy space. It's emotionally very supportive and nurturing. There is no judgment in this cocoon of light whatsoever. Okay, so you want to feel very embraced, your inner child to be very supported within this light. Now we're going to call forth the possibilities and potentials for this class on the level of disengaging, becoming free of all parental, genetic, authority, conditioning, including group mind consciousness, tribal consciousness, your religious affiliation, or those of your parents, or of their parents, of your family lineage, but also spiritual lineages can also have conditioning. So this will also include any military experiences from before, or this lifetime. anything having to do with politics, anything having to do with any level of group mind consciousness, including alignment with archetypes. And astrological aspects. Anything that contains a group mind consciousness of which you have to agree to be a part of. Okay, take a deep breath. Now, we're going to allow the emotions to begin to come forth. And all you need to do is embrace the feelings that come forth, so that you can be free and to be aware and to be free. And then you're going to use the breath to simply let go of it, because you have decided enough is enough and I choose my freedom now. And this can include your historical parents and all that they taught you how you needed to believe and behave. That perhaps wasn't to your liking, your soul liking, but you chose to accept it anyway to fit in, and because you were too young anyway to say anything. Okay, you're going to feel the openness of the stargate above you. Now, we're going to call forth from the group mind, we're going to use this in the collective sense, the group mind that you are going to be free of, that group mind, the negative thinking group mind. So think of it as a big energy ball out there in space, like really out in deep, deep, deep space, and there's this huge mass, and it is not very bright, it's rather dense in feel, kind of heavy, and not too many bright colors. That's the, we'll just call this the negative group mind consciousness of which you're going to detach yourself from very shortly. So what you're going to do before we do this is you're going to detach yourself from your emotional body and your lower ego mind body, and become the Voyager. You're going to step out of, through the arc of light. You're going to step out of the body. Because the body, up until this time, has represented limitation and stuckness and everything goes with that. You're going to step out of the body and move yourself into the Voyager space of the oneness. Okay, we're going to imagine, this could be very playful, so we're going to ask our inner kids to kind of help us out here and do this. So we've called in all the protection, we've called in the Christos, we've called in all the masters and angels, we've called in all of your family members, your genetic lineage, your spiritual lineage. So there's a grand party happening here right now. We've called in beings from the other planets, the Logos, the Logi, from like Venus and Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus and Mars, Pluto and all the rest. And they are here to help support. We've called in the elders. We've called in the saints from our history. We've called in all those beings that have chosen to serve us, to support us in this great awakening of planet Earth and your great awakening, the great awakening from the dream. Okay, now you're going to imagine that you have a connection with this dark mass of energy that you are going to unplug yourself from very creatively. So imagine that you have energetic ties into this mass field ball of energy. And you're going to extricate yourself through love and compassion from this mass of energy, from this mass thinking. It's like a brain. Think of it like a brain. And you're going to detach yourself from the way that this brain thinks. And just be really creative. Be playful with it. You're going to disengage from all the many levels of this group mind consciousness that you have allowed to influence your life in what we call a negative way or an unconscious way. Not good or bad, just it's unconscious. Because you're now choosing to be fully awake and conscious. So in some sense, you're going to take back your power. So you can imagine, creatively speaking, as you disengage, you are reclaiming your power back into your body. You are bringing your life force from that group mind back into your mind, back to where it belongs. If it feels a little painful, in a weird kind of a way, that's all right. Just move through it. Take a deep breath. Your choice is to be free. Free so you can make the ascension, so you can be Earth too, so you can be that self-fulfilling prophecy and service to others. Just reclaim all of your power back. You may have flashbacks. It's okay. All right, now we're going to take the breath up into the brain. Okay, we're going to ignite the brain centers, pituitary, pineal, thalamus. You're going to create, if you have forgotten, the storage area in your brain where all the quantum data can be stored in a very neat filing system called your higher mind. Okay, now you're going to bring a loving awareness all the way down the spine, a very supportive, loving, warm, kind, gentle light down your spine. And you're going to thank your body for being such a good body for all of its life so far. And that now it's going to begin to be able to rejuvenate itself, to regenerate itself, to self-heal organs and systems in any kind of condition that is manifesting. Given that you, the Voyager, come really fully into the body, into the now moment, into this life. Now, when you reach the base of the spine, imagine that you're sitting on a very soft cushion of energy called the base of your spine. It is flexible, it is strong, but it's very soft and it's cushiony. It's just yummy. It has that kind of vibration. And yet, it is grounding you and stabilizing your awareness into the earth plane. And it's balancing the energies of your body very nicely. Okay, feel your feet. Feel the tingling, the magnetic energy around your feet. Come back up. And we're going to activate your sun chakra again to the next level. Breathing in the light and taking the light very deep into the belly button. And visualize, imagine that you're taking that divine light to the core of the symbolic belly button and the sun chakra. And let that warmth spread throughout the lower part of your body, like melting butter, melting honey. Okay, now we're going to take the breath to the solar plexus, very important center. It's your soul center here. Okay, you're going to open it up with your choice, with thought, intention. Opening up your solar plexus, and bringing the light deep into all the levels of your soul matrix. into going to hold a space for you to be able to be released from everybody else's opinions about you. Letting go of all of the opinions of others of who you are or who you should be. Not only this lifetime, but any lifetime. Take a deep breath and just hold the space and intention that you're going to free yourself from everybody else's opinions. Not only about you, but about everything. Spirituality, healing. Everything. And as you do this, you will literally feel a dark cloud lifting off of your body. And choose now to never again collect other people's thoughts and store them there in your solar plexus, nor anybody else's fear, doubt, emotions, traumas and dramas, pain, unconsciousness, all of it. So again, it's like that dark mass that you disconnected from. It's also doing that same level here in your solar plexus, detaching yourself from everything that's not yours, not your original thinking, not your original beliefs, not your original inner knowing. Let it all go. Now, breathe in your own power, straight from source, from the Lord God of your being. Breathe it directly, activating to a deeper level now, your whole belly area, your low back. Okay, let that continue. Now, breathe up into the lungs. And again, we're going to hold a space for you to let go of all sorrow and sense of loneliness, a sense of isolation, even those feelings that you might be crazy or out of touch. And you can use the breath definitely on the out-breath to begin to let go and free yourself. The breath brings you into the oneness because you've decided and chosen that that's what that does. That breathing allows me to move into that place of grace as I free myself from the illusion of the group mind. Now you're going to see and actually feel thoughts of others literally leaving your mind, becoming far, far away in the distance until it just kind of disappears. Okay, now we're going to, with gentleness and compassion, going to breathe in through the throat and the thyroid. And energetically, you now have the ability to move aside all the stuck emotions there in your throat. That goes back many lifetimes. You have the power now to just move it aside. You can envision in the mind of God dark spots, energy barriers, whatever it visualizes to you as that to indicate a blockage, a stuck energy, a frozen energy, a painful energy, heavy energy, any of that. You have the power now in this space where you're at to move it aside, to literally take it out of the body. Now, you can very playfully give that energy to your guardian angel. They'll know what to do with it. Actually, your guardian angels can be quite funny. So you want to encourage humor from their end to help lighten you up. Okay, take a deep breath into the throat. And this could be, for many, the weakest area of the body. It's also one of the areas that have been hurt most, i.e. whiplashes and little fender benders and car accidents. So your throat is actually the back of your neck, or the back of your neck is the back of your throat. It's all the same. Your neck and your throat are one and the same. Okay, breathe in the light. And now choose to really own your self-expression, to speak your truth, to say no when you don't want to, and to say yes when you do, and to always speak the truth, to not compromise, to speak with compassion, all those things you know how to do. Take a deep breath. Okay, we're going to move again to the brow, the forehead. Now imagine, very playfully imagine, that there are these miniature chakra points, little tiny ones, all throughout your forehead. Now as you breathe in, that divine light is going to begin to activate those little tiny points in your forehead. And you're just going to allow. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. You're not going to control anything. You're just going to breathe in, receive the light, let the light, allow the light to activate these centers. Now your body might become very relaxed at this point. You may feel rushes of energy. You may see bright lights, beings. You may be having a total out-of-body experience or a total in-body experience. Now, bring your awareness right to the center of the brow. Going to breathe in and hold the thought, I now choose to see clearly. Everything. And as you exhale, I now choose to let go of all hindrances, blockages to my foresight, my hindsight, my clairvoyance, my true way of seeing. Okay, take a deep breath. Now let the light swish through your body, your whole body, in any direction. Let it go up, down, around, sideways. You're very porous. And really, your body is not solid. And imagine now those 144,000 chakra points are bringing the light into and through your physical body to help raise the vibratory rate, frequency of your brain and your body to finer and finer levels of consciousness. Okay, now take a deep breath and we're going to focus behind your physical heart. And imagine that your inner child, who's very, very young, and there's this beautiful playpen. It's like your inner child's like a little baby, and there's this beautiful playpen in the back of the space there behind your heart. And your inner child, your baby, is just having a grand old time in this playpen, which actually can be quite large. And there's all these wonderful things in the playpen for your baby to play with. But they're actually real. They're little baby angels. They're little baby animals. There are all those things in the baby world that are real and alive. And this is for you to be able to feel again what it's like to be a baby, to be innocent, to be trusting, to be absolutely open with no fear. So let's stay in this place for a few moments in silence, and I will call you back when it's time to return. Now slowly take a breath of the light and come back into present time. And you're going to bring that sense, that babyhood energy back with you. And be willing to anchor it into your life, into all levels that are appropriate. But especially through your self-expression, through your throat. Feeling the presence of all your supporters on the inner worlds. We give great thanks and gratitude for all those present. We thank you for attending. We'll be here same time, same channel, but different channel in 2 days. Okay, so as you are ready, allow the eyes to open. Feel the bottoms of your feet. And find that place of center that is most comfortable for you. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes. We send our blessings. Namaste.